The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Lent, a day of abstinence from meat in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle one. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Margaret Clitheroe, born in Middleton, England in 1555 of Protestant parents. In 1571, she married John Clitheroe, a butcher, to whom she bore two children. A few years later, she entered the Catholic Church, and she harbored fugitive priests. For that, she was arrested and imprisoned by hostile authorities. Finally, she was condemned to be pressed to death, March 25th, 1586. When she learned of her fate, she remarked to a friend, "The sheriffs have said that I am going to die this coming Friday, and I feel the weakness of my flesh, which is troubled at this news, but my spirit rejoices greatly. For the love of God, pray for me, and ask all good people to do likewise." Saint Margaret Clitheroe, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
God's nearness in us. That we exist and move within the atmosphere of God the Creator, that is obviously true, first of all, purely from the point of view of our biological existence. And it becomes ever more true the more we penetrate into the quite specific essence of God. We can put it this way. Wherever one person does something good for another, there God is especially near. Whenever someone opens himself for God in prayer, then he enters into his special closeness. Wherever there is something that best reflects him and makes him present, where there is truth and goodness, in those cases we are in contact with him, the omnipresent, in a special way. In someone in whom God is present, through and through, there is naturally a much stronger presence of God, a greater inner closeness than in the case of someone who has completely distanced himself from God. Let's consider the Annunciation to Mary. God wishes Mary to become his temple, a living temple, and not merely by physical occupation of her body. But it only becomes possible for God truly to dwell in her because she opens herself to him inwardly, because she develops her inner being to become entirely compatible with him.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday of the fifth week of Lent, March 26th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The beginning of the return to God is the recognition of our need for him and his mercy. This is the right path, the path of humility. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Thank you. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long, of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
Turn back to the Lord your God.
He is kind and merciful.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. If perfection had been achieved through the Levitical priesthood, on the basis of which the people received the law, what need would there have been to appoint a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, instead of choosing a priest according to the order of Aaron? When there is a change of priesthood, there is necessarily a change of law. Now he of whom these things are said was of a different tribe, none of whose members ever officiated at the altar. It is clear that our Lord rose from the tribe of Judah, regarding which Moses said nothing about priests. The matter is clearer still if another priest is appointed according to the likeness of Melchizedek, one who has become a priest not in virtue of a law expressed in a commandment concerning physical descent, but in virtue of the power of a life which cannot be destroyed. Scripture testifies, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." the former commandment has been annulled because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law brought nothing to perfection. But a better hope has supervened, and through it we draw near to God. This has been confirmed by an oath. The priests of the Old Covenant became priests without an oath, unlike Jesus, to whom God said, "The Lord has sworn and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Thus, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. Under the Old Covenant, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from remaining in office. But Jesus, because he remains forever, has a priesthood which does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he forever lives to make intercession for them. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins, then for those of the people. He did that once, for all, when he offered himself. For the law sets up as high priests men who are weak, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints as priest the Son, made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ did not take upon himself the honor of becoming high priest. He received it from the one who said to him,
You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
No oath was taken when others were made priests, but the priesthood of Jesus was confirmed by the oath of God, who said to him,
You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The second reading from a treatise on faith addressed to Peter by St. Fulgentius of Ruspe, bishop. The sacrifices of animal victims which our forefathers were commanded to offer to God by the Holy Trinity itself, the one God of the Old and the New Testaments, foreshadowed the most acceptable gift of all. This was the offering which in his compassion the only Son of God would make of himself in his human nature for our sake. The Apostle teaches that Christ offered himself for us to God as a fragrant offering and sacrifice. He is the true God and the true High Priest who, for our sake, entered once for all into the Holy of Holies, taking with him not the blood of bulls and goats, but his own blood. This was foreshadowed by the high priest of old when each year he took the blood and entered the Holy of Holies. Christ is therefore the one who in himself alone embodied all that he knew to be necessary to achieve our redemption. He is at once priest and sacrifice, God and temple. He is the priest through whom we have been reconciled, the sacrifice by which we have been reconciled, the temple in which we have been reconciled, the God with whom we have been reconciled. He alone is priest, sacrifice, and temple because he is all those things as God in the form of a servant. But he is not alone as God, for he is this with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the form of God. Hold fast to this and never doubt it. The only begotten Son, God the Word, becoming man, offered himself for us to God as a fragrant offering and sacrifice. In the time of the Old Testament, patriarchs, prophets, and priests, sacrificed animals in his honor and in the honor of the Father and the Holy Spirit as well. Now, in the time of the New Testament, the Holy Catholic Church throughout the world never ceases to offer the sacrifice of bread and wine in faith and love to him and to the Father and the Holy Spirit, with whom he shares one Godhead. Those animal sacrifices foreshadowed the flesh of Christ, which he would offer for our sins, though himself without sin, and the blood which he poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. In this sacrifice, there is thanksgiving for and commemoration of the flesh of Christ that he offered for us and the blood that that same God poured out for us. On this, St. Paul says in the Acts of the Apostles, "Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock in which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as bishops to rule the church of God, which he won for himself by his blood." Those sacrifices of old pointed out in sign to what was to be given to us. In this sacrifice, we see plainly what has already been given to us. Those sacrifices foretold the death of the Son of God for sinners. In this sacrifice, he is proclaimed as already slain for sinners, as the apostle testifies. Christ died for the wicked at a time when we were still powerless, and when we were enemies, we were reconciled with God through the death of his Son. Once you were estranged from God, at enmity with him in heart and mind, and your deeds were evil. But now, by Christ's death in his mortal body,
God has reconciled you to himself. In order to welcome you into his presence as saints, without the slightest impurity or imperfection.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
God has reconciled you to himself in order to welcome you into his presence as saints, without the slightest impurity or imperfection.
Let us pray. Pardon the offenses of your peoples, we pray, O Lord, and in your goodness set us free from the bonds of the sins we have committed in our weakness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
28 minutes before the hour, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday of the fifth week of Lent, March 26, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the people are about to stone the Lord, and he turns it around and challenges them to explain why they are doing this. And as usual, takes the opportunity to teach. It's from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
The Jews took up stones again to stone him.
I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?
We stone you for no good work, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God.
Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, you are blaspheming, because I said I am the Son of God? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father.
Again, they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John at first baptized, and there he remained. And many came to him. They said,
John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true.
And many believed in him there.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, all of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, we're rapidly approaching Holy Week. And today, let's take some time to contemplate that moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. Think of the opening scene in the film The Passion of the Christ. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. After the Last Supper, Jesus and the apostles sing a psalm in an act of thanksgiving, as was the custom. Then the small group starts out towards a garden on the Mount of Olives, which lies close at hand. Jesus had warned Peter and the others that that night all of them, in one way or another, would deny him, leaving him alone. They arrive at Gethsemane. Now Jesus says to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And taking with him Peter, James, and John, he begins to be greatly distressed and troubled. He says to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And he withdraws from them about a stone's throw. Jesus feels a tremendous need to pray. He steps beside some rocks and falls down dejected. "He fell to the ground," writes St. Mark. St. Luke tells us he knelt down. And St. Matthew states, even more precisely, he fell on his face, although Jews usually stood while praying. Jesus speaks to his Father in a prayer filled with confidence and affection, in which he abandons himself completely to him. "My Father," he says, "if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as thou wilt." Shortly before this, he had told his disciples, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." So intense was the sadness he was suffering that it could have killed him. This is how Jesus suffers. He who is innocence itself takes upon himself all the sins of man. He took up man's sins as if they were his own and offered to pay personally all our debts incurred as a consequence of them, all of them. He would pay for those sins already committed, for the sins which were being committed at that moment in time, and for all the sins that would ever be committed till the end of time. The Lord not only took responsibility for the sins of others, but made himself one with us, as the head is to the body. He wanted our sins to be called his sins. And for this, he paid not only with his blood, but also with the shame of these sins. All those causes of suffering were captured in all their intensity by the soul of Christ. In silence, we watch how Jesus suffers. And falling into an agony, he prayed even more intensely. How we must thank the Lord for the voluntary sacrifice he offered to free us from sin and eternal death. Jesus falls into such an agony that he sweats blood. Jesus, sad and alone, suffers and soaks the earth with his blood. Kneeling on hard ground, he perseveres in prayer. He cries for you and for me. The weight of men's sins overwhelms him, but his confidence in the Father does not falter, and he persists in his prayer. When his body seems able to resist no longer, an angel comes to comfort him. The human nature of the Lord, with all its capacity for suffering, is shown to us in this scene. In our lives, there may be moments of intense struggle, perhaps darkness and deep pain, when we are tempted to lose heart and it is difficult to accept the will of God. The image of Jesus at the Mount of Olives shows us how we must proceed in these moments. We must embrace the will of God without putting any limit or condition whatsoever to our acceptance of it, and identifying ourselves with the love of God by means of persevering prayer. Jesus prays in the garden, "Abba, Father, God is my Father. Even though he may send me suffering, he loves me tenderly even while wounding me." Jesus suffers to fulfill the most holy will of God. Following in the footsteps of the Master, can I complain if I too meet suffering along the way? In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 21 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Friday of the fifth week of Lent, March 26th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit, we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Truly with you, God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images.
Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages.
For thus says the Lord, the Creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in.
I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth, and I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right.
Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save.
Come here and declare in council together, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old. Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me.
Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other.
By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word.
To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power.
Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal, his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us go into God's presence, singing for joy.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond that of man, and his appearance beyond that of mortals. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless. And those who have not been told shall see. Those who have not heard shall ponder it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Lord said, I have done you many acts of kindness. For which of them do you want to kill me?
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High,
for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. To give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us,
to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said, I have done you many acts of kindness. For which of them do you want to kill me?
Let us pray. Thanks be to Christ the Lord, who brought us life by his death on the cross. With our whole heart, let us ask him.
By your death, raise us to life.
Teacher and Savior, you have shown us your fidelity and made us a new creation by your passion.
Keep us from falling again into sin.
By your death, raise us to life.
Help us to deny ourselves today.
And not deny those in need.
By your death, raise us to life.
May we receive this day of penance as your gift.
And give it back to you through works of mercy.
By your death, raise us to life.
Master of our rebellious hearts.
Teach us generosity.
By your death, raise us to life.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pardon the offenses of your peoples, we pray, O Lord, and in your goodness set us free from the bonds of the sins we have committed in our weakness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Get ready for Palm Sunday. It comes up this weekend. Morning Air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.